Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Fine. We'll see you then. Bye. Hi.
Hi.
That was Joanne McBride on the phone. She and Paul want us to come over on Friday night to having a few friends in.
Oh, any special reason?
Well, she didn't say so, but I happen to know it's their wedding anniversary.
Now, she shouldn't be like that. Why should she be ashamed of marrying Paul just because he wears those alligator shoes?
Oh, stop it. No, Joanne didn't mention the anniversary because she doesn't want people to feel obliged to bring gifts.
If I remember correctly, you felt the same way about our anniversary, but everybody showed up with a gift.
Well, Joanne knew about it, and she got on the phone and told the other girls.
Uh-huh. So now you're supposed to get on the phone and call the other girls and tell them it's Joanne's anniversary.
You know, somehow you're making this whole operation sound underhanded.
Sorry, dear. Just the way it appears.
You had practice today.
We did, but they called it off. Some wise guy filled the football with water. When the coach picked it up, he blew his top and sent everybody to the lockers.
Now, who'd do a thing like that?
I don't know, but I think it was Eddie Haskell, because he was laughing before the coach picked it up.
How does that Eddie get away with that kind of thing?
Well, I don't think he did, Mom, because when we were all going home, he was still taking laps around the track. Hey, boy, Mom, that looks good. Can I have dibs on licking the bowl?
Wally, aren't you getting a little old for that sort of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that is kind of kid stuff, slopping up icing with your finger.
I should think so.
Do you have a spoon?
There you go.
Thanks.
Wally, would you do me a favor?
Well, gee, Mom, I already put on clean socks this morning.
No, I wondered if you'd mind staying home with a beaver on Friday night.
You mean this Friday night?
Yes. Your father and I are going to be at the McBrides all evening. We're afraid we might get home late, and we don't want to leave Beaver here alone.
Well, gee, Mom, I already promised to take this Susan to a school dance up at the lake.
Susan?
Yeah, she's new. We're going to go with Eddie and his girl and Lumpy and his girl.
Lumpy as girl?
Yeah, only she doesn't know she's getting lumpy.
Oh, you mean it's a blind date?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, well, what if she backs out when she meets him?
Well, we got it fixed so that won't happen this time.
Oh?
Yeah, then her father's going to drive her up there, and then we're not going to introduce her to Lumpy until after he gets out of sight.
But, June, Beaver's in the sixth grade now. Don't you think he's old enough to stay by himself?
No, Ward, I don't. You know, we'll probably be home late, and Wally's going to a high school dance.
Well, if you think he needs a babysitter, why don't you call Mrs. Pearson?
I did. She's all booked up.
Oh. Well, maybe...
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Dad, some of the guys are going over the Piedmont Street Bridge. Can I go with them?
Well, we have something we'd like to talk to you about first, Beaver.
June, excuse me a minute. Why do you want to go over to the Piedmont Street Bridge?
Oh, it's a neat place to get your feet jiggled.
Get your feet jiggled? What's all this?
Well, you see, Dad, there's a lot of loose boards in the bridge, and the guys stand on them, and then when the cars go by, they get their feet jiggled. What do you want to talk to me about, Mom?
Oh, your father and I are going to be out on Friday night.
Okay, can I go to the bridge now?
Beaver, Wally's going to be out, too.
Well, that'll be neat. Can I go to the bridge now?
Well, Beaver, I don't think you quite understand. You see, with your mother and I going out, and with Wally having a date, there'll be no one here to stay with you.
Oh, that's all right, Dad. I can find plenty of stuff to do.
That's not what we were thinking of.
Oh, I'll bet you were thinking of the old days when I was a little kid and you used to have to hire a babysitter every time you went out.
Well, Beaver, you know, we had a babysitter for Wally until he was your age.
That's right, son.
Well, gee, how he faces friends.
Well, Beaver, you see, when we go out, we like to go with a free mind.
Beaver!
Hey, There are the guys. Can I go?
All right, but you be careful on that bridge.
Oh, sure, Dad. Oh, Mom, about Friday night. You don't have to worry about me getting killed or anything. Only little kids are afraid to stay by themselves.
Come on, Babe, let's go.
You can go, can't you?
Yeah, but my dad said to be real careful.
Boy, your mom and dad treat you like you were a little baby.
They do not. They do, too.
Oh, yeah?
What about Friday night?
What about it? Me and Gilbert are going to the show.
Yeah, and it's a real neat one. It's all about these giant spiders and snakes that eat people, and this mad scientist that drinks blood and kills girls.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty neat. You guys go ahead. I'm going to stay home.
Stay home? What's so great about that?
Well, nothing. Except my mom and my dad and my brother are going to be gone practically all night, and I'm going to stay home alone.
Like fun you are.
You'll be alone with a babysitter.
Oh, yeah, I'm not having any babysitter.
You are, too.
Yeah. Well, if you guys don't believe me, come on over Friday night and see for yourself.
Maybe we will.
This means I get to stay home all alone.
Now, what's so great about staying home alone?
Plenty. This is the first time in my whole life I've ever stayed home alone without a babysitter spying on me.
Well, we could ask Chucky's mother from across the street to look in on Beaver from time to time.
No, Wart, I just couldn't enjoy myself knowing that Beaver was in the house alone.
You know, I can remember when we used to take both Wally and Beaver with us when we couldn't find a babysitter. We'd carry him into someone's house in their pajamas, and they'd wind up asleep on the bed among the guest coats and hats.
And then when we were ready to leave, you'd carry them ever so gently out to the car.
Yep. They'd don't worry and get in the car, and they were wide awake. Mm-hmm. And they'd stay wide awake all the way home. And just as we pulled in the driveway, they'd both go back to sleep. And I'd end up lugging them upstairs to bed.
Never failed.
That and getting sick on fishing trips.
Well, honey, I don't think the McBrides would appreciate our bringing Beaver to their wedding anniversary party.
Well, do you have a line on anybody to sit with him Friday night?
Well, Gwen Rutherford gave me the name of a girl. She's rather young, but she's quite reliable.
You better phone her before she gets away from us.
Well, all right, I'll call her. But you're going to have to break to the Beaver that we're getting a babysitter.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I think you ought to tell him about this.
Why?
Well, you're so much better with him when he cries.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. So how'd your sports jacket turn out?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, it's beautiful. Looks just like new.
Yeah. You know, that Mr. Wilcox, the dry cleaning guy, he's kind of a kick. He says that when us guys bring in stuff, he just throws them in the teenage vat.
The teenage vat?
Yeah. Yeah, he says that's a vat he's got for taking off chili, french fries, and hamburger grease.
That Mr. Wilcox, he has quite a sense of humor.
Yeah. Oh, is the Beaver upstairs, Mom?
Yes, he is, but I'm afraid he's not in a very good mood. I just got through telling him that we'd lined up Mrs. Walker's niece, Judy, to babysit with him tonight.
Golly, Mom, wasn't that kind of a dirty trick to play on the Beaver?
Now, Wally, look, you know we can't leave the Beaver here alone. He needs someone to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I guess so, Mom. He might get wild and call Tokyo on the phone or something.
Wally, maybe you could explain it to him.
Well, I guess I could try. What have you told him so far?
Well, I carefully explained to him that we were doing this for his own good.
Boy, Mom, there's one thing you never should have told him.
That we were doing it for his own good?
Well, sure. A minute a guy hears that, he knows he's getting a bum deal. Beaver, will you quit your moping? It's not doing you any good.
Just leave me alone.
You're acting like you never had a babysitter before.
I haven't, not since I was a little kid.
And you know how long ago that was? About 2 months ago.
Guys my age grow old fast.
Look, stop kidding yourself. Your whole trouble is you're at the awkward age.
What's the awkward age?
Well, that's when you're old enough to do the right thing, but you still have to be watched to make sure that you do it.
Boy, a guy my age having a babysitter.
Look, I've been through it. There's nothing to get all shook up about. Look, I used to just make believe the babysitter wasn't even there. I'd pretend she was a lamp or something.
Okay. I'll try to pretend she's a lamp.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's the idea. That'll make you feel a lot better.
Wally?
Yeah?
I'm going to feel awful creepy when a lamp tells me it's time to go to bed.
Beaver!
Yes, Mom?
There's someone here to see you.
Okay, Mom.
Well, how do you boys like school this year?
Oh, the same we liked it last year.
Beaver, I'm fixing your supper for you, honey.
Thank you, Mom. You know what Rich and I are going to do tonight, Beef?
No. We're not going to go to the movies.
Yeah, instead, we're coming over here.
Well, don't you guys want to go see the spiders and the guy who drinks blood and kills girls?
Uh-huh. We'd rather come over here and see you staying all by yourself, wouldn't we, Rich?
And that way we can see whether certain guys have a babysitter or certain guys don't have a babysitter.
Well, you guys better not come around on account of thinking of going to bed early.
Or your babysitter gonna tuck you in?
Okay, guys, beat it.
Okay.
We'll beat it. But we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all set to go, Mom.
Do you have enough money?
Yeah, I got some off Dad.
Oh, fine.
Anyway, us guys have got an agreement that we don't spend over 2 1/4 per couple.
Well, Wally, what if the girls order something more expensive?
Oh, they won't.
How can you be so sure?
Because when we sit down, Lumpy says, okay, we each got 2 1/4 to spend and that's it.
That Lumpy.
Yeah, but that's why we put up with a Lump. We figure he saves us about $3 or $4 a day.
Oh, hi. This is Judy Walker.
Hello, Judy. I'm Mrs. Cleaver. I'm so happy you could make it tonight.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
And this is our older boy, Wally.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, Wally, don't you think you'd better be going?
Where?
To the dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll see you guys later. You too, Judy.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Judy, I'll get Beaver down and introduce him to you, and then we'll have to be going, too. Beaver!
He's up in his room.
Yes, Dad.
Your babysitter's here. I'll go up and get him.
Beaver's a little bit shy.
Lots of little fellas are.
Well, actually, he's 12.
Beaver, the babysitter's here, and your mother and I are ready to leave.
Okay, goodbye.
Look, son, I know how you feel, but I want you to come down and meet her before we go.
No, thank you, Dad. She can just sit down there, and I'll sit up here.
Oh, come on now. Least you can do is let her see what you look like.
There's a picture of me in the den.
All right, son. It's enough of that nonsense. Let's go.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
Now, don't worry, Mrs. Cleaver. I have 2 brothers and a sister.
Well, here we are. Judy, this is Beaver.
Hi, Beaver.
Hello.
Yes, well, I guess we'd better be going.
We'll try not to be too late.
Don't you worry. Beaver and I will get along just fine. Won't we, Beaver? Beaver? Beaver, if you want to do something like play checkers or anything like that, I'll play with you. Or if you want me to read a story to you, I can do that. Care for some candy? Beaver, can't you at least talk to me?
No, I can't talk to you on account of your lamp.
A what?
A lamp.
A lamp? I guess I don't understand.
Well, if you're a lamp, then you're not my babysitter.
Well, Beaver, I'm sorry, but your folks hired me to do this job.
Yeah, guess it's not your fault. It's my mom and dad's fault.
Oh, I guess you think you're too old to have a babysitter.
Way too old. That's kid stuff.
Know something, Beaver? I think I know exactly how you feel.
Oh, yeah? How can a girl know how a guy feels?
Well, girls sometimes think they're old enough to do things their parents won't let them do. Like when I first started junior high, I wanted to wear lipstick. But my folks didn't think I was old enough. So I got real mad and I locked myself in my room. And I cried and I cried and I cried.
Boy, girls are sure goofy.
I know it sounds goofy to you, Beaver, but at that time it was just as important to me as this is to you.
Before?
Uh-huh. And now as I look back, I can see how nutty I acted. When all the time my folks were just trying to do the right thing. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. But I don't want to wear lipstick. I just don't want to have a babysitter.
Oh, boy, it's Gilbert and Richard.
Friends of yours?
Yeah, but they're rats.
I'll go let them in.
No, Judy, don't.
But if they're your friends, I'll...
Please don't, Judy.
Beaver, if it's just because of me being your babysitter, we'll just tell them the truth. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of. They'll understand. I know they will.
No, Judy, please don't go to the door. Please.
Okay, Beaver. You know, I just remembered something your mother wanted me to do for her in the kitchen. I'll go take care of it.
What took you so long, Beaver?
Wouldn't your babysitter let you come to the door?
What are you guys looking for?
You know what we're looking for. Her.
Well, look, I'm all alone here. Look me put my feet up there with my shoes on. You think I'd do that if anybody was here?
I do that all the time.
Yeah? Then listen to this. Go ahead. You guys can yell if you want to.
Maybe he is alone.
Sure. And if I wanted to, I could stay up all night and watch killing movies on TV.
Boy.
Hello?
Beaver? I just thought I'd call up and see how you're getting along.
Okay, goodbye.
Wait a minute, Beaver.
Let me talk to Judy.
She's not here. Well, yes. My mother went out with my father.
Beaver, this is your mother.
Yeah, they're both gone for the evening.
Beaver, now why are you acting like that? Now you get Judy and let me talk to her.
Okay, I'll tell him you called. Goodbye.
Who's that?
Just some lady who wanted to talk to my mom. You guys want to go in and watch a killing movie on TV?
Okay. But first, let's go in the kitchen and get something to eat.
In the kitchen? No, we'd better not.
Why not?
Well, because there's nothing in there to eat. We ate it all up for supper.
Oh, yeah? You always got junk to eat. Come on, Gil.
No, you guys. Don't go in there.
How come you don't want us to go in there?
Yeah, what are you trying to hide in there?
I bet I know.
Me too. Let's go.
No, you guys. Don't go in there.
You want to go home, Rich?
Yeah, let's go. See you, Beaver.
Okay, see you.
Boy, what a creepy kid. Brings us all the way over here for nothing.
Gee, thanks, Judy.
You're welcome, Peter.
You're the nicest girl I ever met, outside my mom. Oh, gosh, my mom.
Well, you had us terribly upset. We were just about ready to leave. Beaver.
Well, I called you right back to tell you why I sort of talked goofy before.
Well, me and Judy were sort of playing a game.
And Richard and Gilbert came over. Only they were sort of in the game, but they didn't know it. And that's why I said that junk before when I said it.
Well, Beaver, you still aren't making much sense. Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, sure, Mom. I'm okay.
Well, let me speak to Judy.
She wants to speak to you.
Mrs. Cleaver?
Yes?
Everything's fine, and I'll explain it all to you when you get home. Goodbye.
Oh, Judy?
Yes, Beaver?
Would you mind playing checkers with me?
I'd love to, Beaver.
You know something, Judy?
What?
Having a babysitter like you almost makes me wish I was a baby.
Thank you, Beaver.
What do you mean, why do parents worry about their kids? That's part of the deal about being a parent.
Yeah, but they have to worry about you so much.
Well, sure they do. Suppose you got killed or wrecked up while they were out having a good time. That'd be embarrassing for them.
Boy, Wally, when I grew up and have kids, well, I'm going to let them do anything they want to do all the time.
Oh, yeah? Okay, suppose you have this kid, and you let him do whatever he wants. Now he climbs up on top of this big bridge. Now there he is. He's hanging by one hand. The wind's blowing. There's all kinds of people yelling, and it's 200 feet to the ground.
You know something, Wally? You got me worried about my kid already. And I don't even have one yet.
Episode 159 of Leave It to Beaver proves that sometimes the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. Up next on TV Land, see Wally operate his own chop shop in an episode that is simply called Wally's Car.